You'll have a lot of fun. We're going to start right off with our talk back segment this morning. By the way, if you have comments, questions, or observations you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. You don't have to be a student. Just send it along. We want to know what's going on in your neighborhood. And we will be talking about some of that in a little bit. But right now, we're going to start with our first report comes from Ely, Minnesota. Our teacher up there is Brenda Olson, and the reporter is Izzy.
Hello from the Ely Memorial Middle School on the edge of the Boundary Waters. This is your phonology report for the week of September 15th through the 24th. My name is Izzy, and I'm your phonologist today. The sixth grade class had an opportunity to spend time at Bearhead Lake State Park yesterday, and we learned some neat things. We saw and touched painted turtles of all sizes, walleyes and northerns, and rusty crayfish, which we learned are an invasive species. We watched bird banding, and many of us got to release some of those birds. Ella released a yellow-rumped warbler, while Zoe released a white-throated sparrow. Tyler and Allison got to release a ruby-crowned kinglet. Sylvia saw an eagle flying over the park. We also learned and were surprised by the fact that worms only move about 15 feet per year. Over the past week, Tyler saw a monarch and Otto saw a grouse. Jesse noticed that squirrels near his house have stopped showing up. Reese and Bryce saw a hummingbird in separate places. Drew spotted a 6-point buck and Jesse saw an 8-pointer. Bria saw a deer bedded down in her yard while Ella saw a deer being chased by a wolf. We're not sure how that ended. Blake saw 9 grouse while hunting. I saw more flecking on the trees around town, and Allison noticed a snowshoe hare with some white spots. Finally, James saw a weasel, a rare sight as they are quite elusive. This concludes our phonology report. Be observant wherever you are and enjoy your week.
Thank you, Izzy. Great report. Gosh, the kids from Ely really covered it there. Turtles, yellow-rumped warblers, white-throated sparrows, hummingbirds. Still hummingbirds in Ely in this last week. We've got some reports online of hummingbirds as late as the 28th. Obviously, this is the time of year when they're on their way. There was an interesting vignette on Season Watch where a woman had a hummingbird that was actually torporous, fell asleep at the feeder, and she brought it in and warmed it up, and it drank and then took off. So, yeah, Laura Erickson recommends that you bring your feeders in every night and put them out warm so that when the hummingbird comes early in the morning for a drink, it's drinking warm water, which will help it stay warm because hummingbirds can just doze off if it's too cold. I mean, I kind of like that adaptation. It's too...